All right, today we're trying something a little bit different. I don't have a good name for it yet, so I'm going with reverse punt. I will explain after we hear the intro. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep Podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. Adam King here at AdamKing91 on Twitter, at FBI Basketball on Twitter, or the website, FBIbasketball.com. Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, wherever you find us, like, subscribe, rate, really appreciated. So, yeah, a little bit different. An idea that I came up with 2 days ago and just finding a time to record it. So I'm going to be doing a mock draft, which is starting in about 3 minutes on Yahoo, drafting at the sixth spot. I've done a few punting shows, just talking about multi-cat punts, and this could fail miserably, to be honest. I've never done anything like this. So basically what I'm doing is targeting, I've picked one category, and that's assists. So I've called it reverse punting assists. So I'm going to be targeting assists and nothing else. So all I'm looking at is assist numbers. Theory behind this, and as I said, it could fail. The theory is that let's see what happens if I target assists with my other categories. The correlation, I'm assuming points, steals, threes, your guard stats are going to be fairly strong, but how strong, I don't know. So let me just bring up the screen here. So it is full. And I am going from the six. So I've picked the six spot because I want to start with Tyrese Haliburton, and I've got to fill these roster spots. So I've still got to fill power forwards, two centers, but my thinking is that I'm simply going to look at assist numbers, nothing else. That's not to say I'm going to draft stupidly. So someone like a Chris Paul, who could be top 10 in assists this year, I'm not going to take him in the second round or the third round. I'm going to wait. I'm going to draft people in their relevant or sort of the areas that they're going. And let's just see what my team looks like at the end of the draft. I'm obviously, if I do it right, I'm going to be way ahead in assists. But is this going to allow me to be competitive enough in other categories to compete in a league and have a chance at making playoffs and winning? Or is this simply going to make me good in assists and nothing else? So I'm curious. If it's moderately successful, I'm probably going to look at running a couple other of these, targeting rebounds, targeting points. So your main sort of five or six categories. Threes, maybe not threes. Just to see, we'll see what the correlation is. I mean, common sense tells you what the correlation. If I target blocks, for example, I'm going to get players that are good in rebounds and good in field goal percentage. But is this enough? Because if it is, it's a very simple way to draft. You really just look at one column, don't worry about anything else, and it'll take care of itself. I'm skeptical, but curious just to see how this rolls out. So, I am hoping to get Haliburton unless he goes at five. And if that's the case, then I will probably take Trae Young at pick six because, in my eyes, he is the best player on the board in terms of assists. And look, I mean, if we head over here into the draft room, we could just sort by assists in theory and just have a look at, okay, we're at the top of the draft. Haliburton is my best player. And then the next pick, it might be these guys will probably all go. So Cade Cunningham is there, but I could potentially get him in the third round. So maybe I would look at LaMelo there. Harden might be available as well. So as I said, I'm not going to reach ridiculously three or four rounds to get someone. And I do need to fill those center spots as well. So there might be a round where I, for example, could take LaMelo in that second round, but I might want to fill that center spot and take Şengün. I'm not sure. But so standard top four, Wemby, Jokic, Doncic, Shai. And this is where Halliburton was taken. All right, so straight away, my plan has not backfired there, but I'm going to take Trey with my first pick. So, look, I think the next pick, because if we do go in and look at centers here in terms of assists, Şengün is the best center. Cat is not bad. Sabonis is there, so do I maybe take Sabonis in the second round to fill my center spot? That's a possibility, but then I do miss out on maybe Harden, maybe LaMelo, but then maybe I get Cade. So there is still a little bit of strategy here. Or do I take Şengün in the third round and go with Harden or LaMelo? So let's just clear that centers and have a look at all players. So no real surprises here. Scotty Barnes went at 8. That is a surprise, actually. Anthony Davis, God, falling at 11. This was a real draft. Let's see who he pairs with Anthony Davis there, just out of curiosity, because Donovan Mitchell, interesting. So we've got 5 more picks till me. We'll see if Sabonis does go, and then I'm sort of tossing up between Harden, LaMelo, and probably Sabonis. Well, there goes LaMelo. Okay, so LaMelo is not an option. And look, Harden could very well go. There goes Sabonis. Okay, well, they're both gone. So Harden, in terms of Yahoo projected stats, is still next best, but he goes, so he's gone. All right. So second round rank. Cade is there, but it's a bit of a reach for him. Okay, so, if I'm purely looking at assists here, and we're in the second round, so we're around 20, Cade, it's early for Cade. All right, I'll do Cade. I've got to stick to what I wanted to do here, and that is target assists. So they are the two best players so far that have been available to me. I would imagine if you were in a real draft, you never know how people are drafting in these mock drafts, but I would have assumed that, maybe Harden, Sabonis, Harden's ADP is going up quite quickly. If you were lucky enough to have drafted a month ago, you probably got him in the third round, but he's now going close to the turn. All right, so we're coming back to me. So according to this or these projections here, Ja Morant is there. I'm assuming Şengün has gone. Şengün has not gone yet. So I might actually grab Şengün here because he fills out a center spot for me. He wasn't next on the list, but he does get me those assists from that center spot. So, you do want to keep an eye. Like someone like a Giddy here who has small forward eligibility is intriguing in probably the 5th or the 6th round. He's, per these projections, he is next best in terms of assists. So, but not... So what will we be at? Pick 30, 43 is my next pick. So too high for Giddy, too high for most of these guys, to be honest. Emmanuel Quickly is probably the next best, I would say. But again, filling out a forward spot might be something that I need to look at. So I would probably look at Ingram is there, but I'm not that high on Ingram, to be honest. I potentially might look at Paolo Banchero. Jalen Williams is gone. Paolo Banchero has power forward eligibility, so I can't put him in my power forward spot, but I could. It'll allow me to finish the draft, and I might view him as a power forward and shuffle him around later. So that would fill out one of my forward spots. I still think Emmanuel Quickley is my next best in terms of assists and where he's available. Typically, he is going in this range of 40 to 50. Thanks in part to myself and other analysts that are talking him up and bumping him up towards. So I'm looking here at, do I go Quickley at 43? Will Paolo, Paolo might actually come back to me. So I'm going to go with Quickley there and hope that Paolo is still available at 54, which he probably, he should be. Not everyone is as high on him as I am, and I'm not drafting with analysts who are going to take him from me. So let's have a look. Giddy is still there. If we just sort of scroll through and look at forward eligible players, Banchero, as I said, is there. There's not a lot. Julius Randle is, there goes Banchero. Of course he does. At 49. So, I mean, there's better players here. Giddy, Garland, D'Angelo Russell. So there's guys here that are going to get me assists, but I need to fill out a forward spot. Otherwise, I'm going to be really scrambling. DeMar DeRozan, for some reason, has power forward eligibility. It's potentially DeMar that I'm going to look at here. But he'll probably, there's a good chance he'll go in this range. I know he's in Sacramento, but I still think he's a pretty safe top 50 target. But there have been some. Well, yeah, there he goes. Okay, so he is gone. Oh, look, maybe it's Ingram. Per these numbers here, Ingram is the best power forward. Let's have a look. Let's just have a look at power forwards. I'm not taking Draymond. So there's Ingram, Siakam. I don't mind. Let's stick with what I'm preaching here and targeting assists and go with Ingram. And of course, it put him in my small forward spot, but I would shift him over to the power forward spot. So my next pick is going to be 67. And I think Garland will be gone. Giddy will probably be gone. We're seeing him climb up to around the 60 mark. There's a chance he falls to me. His X rank in here is 76, so he's going to be up towards the top of the board. Some of the value I might get is like on someone like a Scoot, who I might be able to get late because his X rank is still down in the 170s. ADP of 135, so I might be able to get him around 100, 110. But I do have to sort of just tuck away in the back of my mind that I need to fill in those forward spots. So it's slowly moving its way up to me. So Giddy would be my preferred target here if he is available, because he would be my small forward. Brandon Ingram would be my power forward. I will need to get another center at some point, although I would certainly recommend if you are playing a Yahoo League, don't have two centers. I know some people like it, but I see no point at all. Jordan Poole might be a sneaky guy that I could get around 100. I think he's got some good assist upside this year. Marcus Smart as well, potentially. I mean, if you look at my team and just talking about those correlations, I've got Trae Young, Cade Cunningham, Emmanuel Quickley, Brandon Ingram, Sengun. So my points are pretty good. My threes are probably pretty good. I haven't looked yet. Steals probably not great. Free throws are probably decent, but Şengün drags it down a bit. But we're going to go, yeah, Giddy is available here, so I will put him in my forward spot, so that's all right. And then coming back is going to be 78. So someone like a Scoot, too high, don't need to take him. D'Angelo Russell is maybe someone I could look at in that 80 range. His ADP is 76, and so that's pretty much bang on where I'm picking. I've got to get a power forward and a center at some point, and there's probably not much left in the way of power forwards who get assists. Draymond's there. I'm just not a draw. I just can't bring myself to draft Draymond. So yeah, maybe it's there's a Kyle Kuzma opportunity there. Centers is going to be even harder in a build like this. Nurkic might actually be someone that I could grab, although his ADP. Oh, there goes D'Angelo Russell. Look, grabbing a center late is almost pointless because, some of these names here are just, oh, Nurkic at 75. What the hell? I know no one's listening to this show because I'm only recording it, but geez. There's no centers that I like here at all. I mean, Kelly Olynyk is a really good fit in this build, but I just don't know how many. I'm not as high on him, which is sad because I like him so much. But yep, come on, Morales. Oh, he left. All right, that's great. All right, well, let's just have a look at all players again and sort. And we're at 78. Chris Paul is someone I'd consider. I think I could get him around later. Jordan Poole is there at about 80. Yeah, look, let's go at 80. I don't think that's too high. I think that's about where you need to grab Jordan Poole this year. And Chris Paul might fall to me at 91. It might be a Linux that I have to get as my second center. If we go back to the centers here, look, if Draymond's there, maybe I just have to take Draymond. He's really just not a guy that I ever draft, but he does have center eligibility. He does get assists. He steals he's nowhere near the defensive player he was 4 or 5 years ago, but he's still good enough. He'll still get you close to a steal a game. Not great from the free throw line, but doesn't get there a lot, so he's not too much of a drag on that category. Doesn't hit a lot of threes, but I've got, I've got a lot of other guys hitting threes. So maybe it's Draymond to get that center. What have I got? 91 and then 102. If I take Draymond, he might not be available. There's still 10 picks till me. But I think if I take Draymond, Chris Paul will go before it comes back to me. Cam Thomas went off the board after Jordan Poole there. They're sort of bad. Cam Thomas is sometimes going a bit earlier, 70. But depends who's drafting. Some people value him pretty high, others don't. Austin Reeves still sitting there as a pretty good option for assists. There goes Anthony Simons. He would have been another one in this range. All right, coming up to me, 5, 6 picks. Yeah, look, it might be Draymond. If he's there, I'm just going to fill that center spot because I do think there's a bit of value I can get in the after a pick 100. Guys like Scoot, Dyson Daniels, Tyus Jones potentially are still floating around. Dyson, absolutely. Tyus Jones, maybe not. I think people are starting to warm to him a bit. but we'll see. CJ McCollum went off the board there. Scroll back up. Zubats at 80. Actually, let's just scroll. I'm just curious to see where some of these centers are going. Hartenstein went at 69. That's about right. Duran, 63. That's probably a bit lower than I've seen him going. Mark Williams, 58. That's about right. They all tend to go in that 50 to 60 range at the moment, unless I'm drafting and I take him a bit earlier. Jalen Suggs, 87. He would be another potential guy that I could consider in a build like this. I think he'll get a good share of assists along with Franz and Paolo there with no fault. Anunoby goes at 88. Gafford. David Eek. Who are you going to take, David Eek? Don't take Draymond. God, never thought I'd say that in my life. Come on, man. I mean, I guess the issue with you jump into these public mocks that people often just bail after the first rounds. So he went with Caruso. So I'll go Draymond. And of course, it puts him into power forward, not center. So I'm not going to worry. I do still have a center spot here available, you'll see, but I'm not going to worry about filling that because I have two centers. And I also have a power forward. So Ingram would go to power forward and Giddy. So if we're looking, filling a roster here, I need one more forward. It can be small forward, power forward, doesn't matter. But I'm good for centers now. I've got two. But as I said, I wouldn't have a two-center league if you are looking for my opinion. And if you're not, then fine. All right, so who have we got? So I'm going to be at 102. Tyus Jones is sitting there. Marcus Smart. So both of them guys would be worth a look, I think. Chris Paul is still there. Actually, Chris Paul might be my target here because I think he... Again, if going back to that initial theory of just targeting players with the most upside in assists, I think it's Chris Paul, at least per game. He might only play 65 games, but I do think he has upside to get to 7-8 assists a game this year. So if he is there in four picks, I will take Chris Paul. Trey Murphy at 95, that's a lot lower than I've seen him going. He's been going in the 70s, even in the analyst mock that we did earlier this morning. I think he might have even gone in the 60s. People are pretty high on Trey Murphy, which I am as well, but would be good to get some clarity there around what's happening with Brandon Ingram. Okay, so I am going to go with Chris Paul. And then wait another 114 picks or something until my next one. So some targets I'll be looking at here. Any forwards? So Monk is someone that I could grab. We can normally get him late, though. So if I wanted him to fill out that final forward spot, he is probably my best option. Yeah, not really any other assist forwards there. Kuminga's still sitting there. I'm surprised he's still available. There goes Tyus Jones at 104. That's about where he's going, around pick 100 now, despite the fact that he's playing alongside Beal and Durant and Booker. You're drafting him for his assists and his steals. Low assist, well, not that it's a fantasy category, but very low assist to turnover ratio. So low turnovers for a starting point guard. Always a nice bonus. Dyson Daniels still sitting there, of course. All right, let's... I do wish you could put these projected stats in averages. It gives you a total number, but then, of course, you drag your eyes over to the total column and see that, hey, their assist total is about the same, but he's playing 10 fewer games. So, of course, he is going to get you more per game. Scooty's there. I like Scooty in this build. And he's, as I said, his ADP is 130, and we're at, so I'm going to be at 115 and then 126. So is he going to be available for me at 126? I don't know. He is starting to climb boards a little bit. Colin Sexton is also another guy I could look at here. I think he has some sneaky assists upside. They have Keyonte George there, but he's still figuring that role out. So I think Colin Sexton will be still. Well, he'll have the ball in his hands a lot, even though Keyonte is there. Keyonte is there as well, so I could take Keyonte. Ben Simmons, 109, like it. He's someone that would fit. I mean, he would fit this build in terms of assists, but he doesn't give you your prototypical point guard stats. So I'm not sad that he isn't going to be available to me late. I won't need to consider him. Five more picks. So who am I going here? So 115. So Scoot Keyonte is there with an ADP of 115. So he is probably someone to consider. Sexton, I think I can get Monk a little bit later as my final forward. Josh Hart's there, but I just don't know how many minutes he's going to play. There goes Kuminga at 112. Jeez, that's a bargain. There goes Keyonte. All right, so I can't take Keyonte. So I could take Scoot. I could take Colin Sexton. I could take Marcus Smart as well. I think he'll get assists. 127 ADP. Yeah, look, let's go with Marcus Smart there. Few options. So I didn't have to go with him. I could have gone with Scoot. Fairly, these guys, at this point, all these guys are fairly similar in terms of assists. I'm happy with Marcus Smart there. I've still got to fill out that final forward spot. So it's coming back to me quite quickly. We've actually got a few people auto-drafting now, so it may speed up a little bit. 126. Look, let's just bring up forwards. So Monk is top of the list there. Denny Avdija is someone else that I could look at. We're not sort of 100% sure on his role, but I think he'll play decent enough minutes. And then, look, I mean, beyond them, there's not really anyone that I would consider an assist specialist. There goes Sexton. That's unfortunate. Let's go to all players. So Scoot is there. Look, I did say Scoot I like for this build. I'm going to take Scoot. And we've got two players left, I want to say, 12, 13. Yeah, two players left. So I do need a forward. Look, it's probably Monk or Avdija, and then maybe Dyson with my last pick, if he's still available. Let's get through these guys. Well, Carl, if he can get through Carl's two picks, if he's still here. And then we've got four out of the next five are auto picks. So I'm assuming it just pumps through them really quickly. Let's see what Horford actually, he just went. He actually wouldn't be terrible for this build either. I think he's got a little bit of assist upside from the center spot, especially over the first 2 to 3 months with Porzingis out. Come on, Carl. It's not hard. 133. You'll notice I haven't even set up a queue in this. Oh, yeah. Well, of course, Monk goes because he was at the top of the list. You know what? I'm just going to fill out. I'm just going to take Avthia if he's there, because I just worry that he might not come back to me. So I'll take Avdia with that pick, and then I can go back to all players. And, yeah, looking at assists. So, I mean, according to these numbers, it's got guys like Spencer Dinwiddie, Davion Mitchell. I don't want these guys. TJ, I know TJ is really good, but I don't think he's going to play a lot. Trey won't play a lot. So Dyson Daniels is pretty – look, he's far down on this list, and I know he's playing with Trey Young, but, I mean, DeJounte's still got his fair share of assists last year. So I still think Dyson has upside to get to 4 or 5 assists per game. And even if I want to say I think he can get to 5, if I look at any of these other guys here, do I see any of them consistently getting to 5? TJ, if he played, yes. Dinwiddie, if he played, maybe. LeVert, if he played. But I just don't know what the role is going to be for these guys. So I'm quietly confident that Dyson, oh, look, I'll click him there just so he's up in there, will play 30 minutes a night. Starting alongside Trey, 28 at least, 30. Melton would be someone else I could look at here. I think he'll have a pretty consistent role. That's really what I'm looking for here, is just someone that I think he's going to play, will be relatively healthy, but also play consistent minutes, which I think Dyson might. Jaden Ivey, maybe someone to consider as well. I thought he was okay down the stretch last year, but healthy Detroit, Cade is who they're looking at. They've also got, can't even think of the guy they bloody drafted now. I know they drafted someone. So, yeah, we'll go with Dyson if he's still there. Melton's gone anyway. Come on, guys. Last pick of the draft. Doesn't really matter. I mean, Stephon Castle would be someone else to consider, but again, playing behind Chris Paul, just don't know what his minutes will look like early in the season. A lot of people tipping the Spurs to be a smoke to make the playoffs this year. So, all right, let's go Dyson Daniels with my last pick. So my roster finishes up looking, it's pretty wacky. Trey Young, Cade Cunningham, Emmanuel Quickley, Brandon Ingram, Draymond Green, Josh Giddey, Alperen Sengun, Jordan Poole, Chris Paul, Marcus Smart, Scoot Henderson, Denny Avdia, and Dyson Daniels. So I haven't looked at these standings yet, but I am hoping that I am going to be way ahead in assists. And if I'm not, I've done it really wrong. Just looking over my team here, I would say my points will be okay. Someone like a Draymond, look, he drags my points down. Chris Paul as well, Dyson Daniels as well. But I got some points early. Threes. Oh, okay, let's have a look. So we're done. Jaden Ivey did go there with the second last pick. So if we go to the standings. Okay, so I'm projected to come last, which I'm not surprised. Let's have a look at assists. So I'm way ahead in assists. Very good, very good. Steals, I'm fourth. Blocks, I should be dead last. Turnovers, probably last. So assists, yeah, I was first. Rebounds, second last. I actually beat someone in rebounds. Points, okay, so it's actually saying my points are bad here, which is interesting. Threes, sort of in the middle. Free throws, not great. So the correlation is obviously assists correlate well to steals. And, yeah, points on I'm interested about the points, because I actually thought I drafted pretty well. Where's the draft results? Let's have a look by round. No, by draft board. There we go. Okay, so if we have a look at my team. So Trey, good in points. Cade, good in points. And obviously this is based on total points. So this doesn't factor in games played. Emmanuel Quickley, Brandon Ingram. Josh Giddey's probably actually a bit of a drag there on the points. Jordan Poole is good. Scoot. Actually, yeah, probably not super surprising that I wasn't good in points. So you'd probably want to focus a little bit more. So if you wanted to try this, I mean, I would say it certainly wasn't successful. I wouldn't say it was a disaster. I think with some tweaking, you could probably make some small changes. Probably neglected. Some of these guys, they drag your free throw down, like Şengün, Giddey, Draymond. Some of these guys here at the end, like Dyson's not great from the line. So you're really not getting those sort of high volume free throw guys that, so I would have liked, as I said, I wanted Tyrese first here and then like a Harden or a LaMelo, which would have helped with free throws. I mean, those two as the first two aren't bad. So maybe it's about figuring out who. Şengün is obviously a really good center for this build with assists, but maybe Sabonis is that preferred target because his free throws aren't terrible. So maybe you would sort of pick it if you wanted to go at pick 9 or something, 9 or 10, and take Trey and Sabonis, and then maybe Cade comes back to you, or Van Fleet might be sitting there. There's a few assist guys you can see through here, De'Aaron Fox, DeJounte Murray. So I certainly think some tweaks could be made. So it might be something that I try again. It does show you that the correlation obviously is pretty obvious, that the guard stats. Where were my threes? Did I look at where I was in threes? Sort of middle in threes. And again, this isn't averages. I really wish you could look at averages. You can look at, actually, let's have a look at average stats. So threes, oh, hang on. 28 points. Oh, that's averaging your total. Man, Yahoo is weird. Yeah, points not great. Assists, obviously. Very good. Steals pretty good. I'm sort of equal in steals there. And my free throws, I'm at 80.5. Top is way ahead. That's Rafi. And if we look at Rafi's team, doesn't really... Jared Allen, other than Jared Allen, Jabari Smith, doesn't really have a bad free throw. But you can see he's just got high volume guys at the start here. Kawhi, Jokic, Lillard. Wagner, Vooch is really good for a center. Trey Murphy is good from the free throw line. Conley's very good. So it's obviously, I mean, it's not as simple as just saying, hey, I'm going to target assists here. But I thought it was an interesting exercise anyway. And I probably will do another one. We might do a rebound one next, which will obviously be very different because I'm going to be getting a lot of bigs, field goal percentage. Will be good. Blocks will be good. You might actually find that the correlations there are a little bit stronger. And I think points and threes are tied quite heavily together. So if you're not great in points, you're not going to be great in threes. And points, as I've said, I'm really looking at punting points this year. So the punting rebounds one might actually be a little bit better because I think it won't matter with the points. I think there's going to be that correlation of low turnovers, blocks, rebounds, and field goal percentage. So I would assume I would be pretty good in all four of those categories, and then it's really going to be a struggle. It'll just be who my targets are and whether I can be consistent, probably in steals, which when I did the multi-cat punt, or was it punt point? It was one of the shows I did. That was sort of the swing category there, those steals. So if I could get, I might go from the fifth spot and I might get Anthony Davis, who is a big, who gets steals. I can't look at players. now. Yeah, because they've been drafted. So it might be that, yeah, we might get a Anthony Davis there. Look, I mean, I could even go pick one and go with Wemby and then see who I get. Maybe I do a punt, a target rebounds build using Wemby as my first pick, because he's obviously very good in blocks. And then maybe coming back, it's not going to be Chet, unlikely. He's going a bit earlier than that. Jaren Jackson might be my next target there. But someone like a Jalen Johnson is a good rebounder, but handy in steals. Who else down through here? Hartenstein might be someone I can get. He will get me 1.1, 1.2 steals. Jalen Duren, probably not. Nurkic. And that's why I'll go with the rebound build, not the block build, because Nurkic isn't great for blocks. Jalen Johnson isn't great. I mean, he's decent for his position, but he's not elite. So Jalen Johnson, Nurkic. And if we go through some of these late names here, I'm going to need guards and that sort of thing who get rebounds. So Josh Hart, he's close to a steal when he plays. Derek White is a decent rebounder for a point guard. So I do have the projections on a different screen here. It's going to refresh, isn't it? If I have a look at, you can't see this obviously, but if I sort by rebounds and then, they're basically all centers and forwards. But if I was to look at a guard, Josh Giddey is another guard who can get rebounds, as is Luka, but I'd have to be picking it three or four to get Luka. Maybe I give myself the third pick and take Luka, get that point guard done, and then focus on someone like a Chet, Jaren Jackson. But it might be, I think it'd be more fun with Wemby. But yes, scrolling down, looking at guards who get rebounds, Scotty Barnes, another one, and he's decent in steals as well. So Scotty Barnes went stupidly early. I don't know why he went at eight. He wouldn't be there. Yeah, it's probably going to be hard to pair him with Wemby or Anthony Davis because I think Scotty Barnes, eight was too early, but he is going inside the top 15 typically. So I'm probably not going to get Scotty Barnes. Podziemski is a guard late who I could get, who is a pretty good rebounder and gets a steal. So maybe I could sneak enough steals. DeJounte is another good rebounding guard who gets steals. Where did he go? I did talk about him. So he went in the middle of the third. So maybe I would go something like a Wemby, Jaren Jackson, DeJounte Murray. That's not bad for steals. Anyway, that's another draft. So that was fun. It wasn't super successful, but interesting to have a look at the correlations and maybe gives you something to work from. So I'll be back with another one tomorrow, next day, whenever I get around to it. And until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.